Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
What an adventure today. Sincerely, an adventure today on Kingdom Pursuits as we have a first-time guest, Miriam Stanley with Triad Baptist Church, because God is enough, from what I understand, I've been told. Have you heard that, Sam?
Somewhere. Yeah, I've heard that.
But they're so sure of it at Triad Baptist that they brought Kay Arthur.
Yes, we are very sure that God is enough.
She's coming on March the 16th. How cool is that? That's a Saturday, March the 16th. I guess it's only two Saturdays from now.
Yes. Yep.
So Kay Arthur is coming to Triad Baptist Church, which is in Kernersville, North Carolina. She's going to be there early, like at 7:30. I understand the doors open.
Yes, doors open. Then her son David will also be with her.
There you go. And Miriam Stanley is here with Triad. And from what I understand, Miriam told me she is related to Charles Stanley, but it's probably distantly, maybe like Noah or something. But also on today with me, a very good friend, I don't know how many times you've been on Kingdom Pursuit, Sam, but a lot of times. Anytime we got a boot camp coming, we like to let people know that, wow, here we got an opportunity, really. I can't even begin to lay out, Sam, what this could mean to somebody's walk of faith to attend this boot camp.
Yeah, it's indescribable what God does each and every time that we're there. And to try to outguess God is something we've learned not to do. You know, this last boot camp, to have somebody to come and accept Christ and get baptized in that water that I probably wouldn't have got in. But, you know, to have God's Holy Spirit just...
And they were up to their knees, at least, further thighs in mud. I mean, that's how far they went down in the mud when they went to do this. But the thing, I mean, that was beautiful and all that, but what was even more beautiful for me, Sam, and I know it has been for you, is to watch Corey's walk of faith.
Yeah.
I mean, he was out there trying to find the scriptures, connecting again with people in his family, you know, studying the Word of God, seeing things that, you know, just were lighting up his world and sharing all that.
Yeah, I think for me it was really cool because I work with him every day. Well, not every day, but I work with him at my secular job, and to have done training with him before he went to boot camp, and just kind of see how his demeanor was, see how he carried himself, how his outlook on life was, and then to see him come back and just be a totally, totally different person and just walking with life every day. You know, it's just been really cool to see that and to see it grow.
So, you know, it's Kingdom Pursuits. So, speaking of spring, you're going to like this, Sam. And you might like it too, Miriam. Speaking of spring... Spring boot camp is like teaching your slinky new tricks. It's spring training. There we go. We got Rachel to at least rub her nose on that one. There, that's it. So, and I don't know if you've heard this, but from what I understand, the best floor exercise gymnasts, have you ever wondered where they come from? I understand. Now think about it. Floor exercise gymnasts, they come from Palm Springs. That's outstanding, isn't it? And of course, my all-time favorite, Humpty Dumpty, had a great fall, but he had a pretty good spring and summer too. You know, just to show you that I'm an equal spring jokester. And so you knew at the end of all those shenanigans, I actually would have a riddle. And my riddle today is, which thirsty lady in the Bible had an angel put a spring in her step on the way to Sure, for sure? How do you like that? That's a pretty cool riddle, don't you think, Rachel? Which thirsty lady in the Bible had an angel put a spring in her step on the way to Sure, for sure? 866-348-7884. This is a little tough one, but it's going to be worth it because it's got a huge prize. 866-348-7884. And if they can answer that riddle, Rachel, tell them what all they're going to win. It's huge. This could be the biggest prize vault we've ever had.
Yeah, they've got a couple options today. So we're giving away a couple different Kay Arthur books, as well as Wake Forest tickets, and then also our Masculine Journey Radio Spring Boot Camp for $199.
$199 value. It starts Thursday, March the
21st. Yeah, that's coming up in just a couple weeks right after the Kay Arthur event.
Right, and that's going to go through the 24th, and that includes room and board and just time with God that you probably, I, in fact, I've never met anybody that didn't think that, oh my goodness, that's where this stuff happens.
To describe what all that comes with that, just the relaxation of actually getting away. You know, for those guys that can get there and kind of just shut down and unplug their phone, to see the difference between Thursday and Sunday afternoons, amazing, just to see when they get that quiet time with God and what all he's able to do.
Right, and it's going to be this year at Carolina Bible Camp in Davie County, North Carolina, which, you know, is near Mocksville, if you know, it's right out on Interstate 40, not hard to get to at all.
Yeah.
And it's all available. All you have to do is call in and tell us which thirsty lady in the Bible had an angel put a spring in her step on the way to Shur, for sure. 866-348-7884. So, Miriam, I am looking at your Bible here. It's got multiple color highlights, and I'm thinking this is a Kay Arthur disciple right here. And so tell us what Kay Arthur means to you.
Well, several years ago, I was privileged to go through the book that she wrote, Lord, Teach Me to Study the Bible in 28 Days. And a lady at our church taught that. And when I went through it, I realized that even though I was grateful I had been raised in a Christian home, my father taught me the holiness of God, my mother taught me the faithfulness of God, but I had, and I'd gone to a Christian college, Christian schools, and no one had ever sat and taught me how to study the Word of God. I read the Word of God. My mother and father were both great Bible students, and just by looking at their lives, I saw that the Word of God was important. So I would read the Bible through from front to cover, front cover to back, and the Lord spoke to my heart, showed me things, but when I actually found out what it was like to slow down my life and study the Word of God, I fell in love with the Lord all over again. That's the only way to describe it. I just longed to read His Word and find out about Him. And it was through the inductive Bible study that Kay Arthur and her husband Jack, who passed away and went to live in heaven last year, they started Precept Ministries probably 40 years ago. And it was through that Bible study that I've learned how to study the Word of God.
And so how cool is it you now get to see her in person?
I met her for the first time when at Piedmont International University. I believe it was last year she was the commencement speaker. And I walked up, was just passing her in the hall, and I just went, oh, there she is. She's standing there. And this what she wrote had literally changed my relationship with Christ. And some speakers don't like to speak before they go up on stage. They like to have a space around them. So I didn't say anything to her, and she glanced over and saw me just standing there, and she said, would you like to speak to me? And I went, if you would, yes, would love that. And she just walked over to me, grabbed my hands, looked me right in the eye, and just stood there like she had nothing else to do but speak to me. And it was amazing. So we're thrilled. This is just an answer to prayer. My pastor's wife, Bettina, feels the exact same way about the studying the Word of God, and she learned it through the Kay Arthur Ministries, how she studies inductively. So we just can't wait. We are just thrilled that we're doing this.
So in today's show, not only are you going to find out who had a spring in their step for sure, but you're also going to find out more from Miriam on how to study the Bible inductively. You're going to find out, wow, what is it about a boot camp? Because similar to the Kay Arthur experience, you know, undoubtedly Sam and I both, like, our relationship with Christ changed radically as a result of this event. It wasn't something that you just did one and done.
No.
It's a matter of, you know, learning something about how to connect with God that you don't lose.
And it continually happens. You know, that relationship dynamic continually changes with each boot camp. You know, that's part of the present as you get there and don't know what He's going to do with you, which is really cool.
Yeah, which I would say for those who've attended boot camps before, it blows my mind as many times I've been through the process how every time He's got something fresh and exciting. We got so much more Kingdom Pursuits. I'm shocked no one has called in on this river yet. 866-348-7884. God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And we can tell, I'm sure you can, that Miriam has a passion for this way to study the Bible as she learned from Kay Arthur, who is coming to Triad Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina, Saturday, March the 16th. You can go right now to Kingdom Pursuits, or you can go to Triad Baptist website, either one, and you can go to iTickets and register for that event. Pretty easy. Or you may want to go to the Mask on Journey Radio Boot Camp, or you know a man that you think would benefit from going there. We would love to hear about that. You can call me, email me, anything. We would love to get into that, however we can do it. Mask on Journey Radio Spring Boot Camp coming up March 21st through the 24th. It, too, is at kingdompursuits.com. We have Martin, who is in Raleigh. And, Martin, do you know which lady in the Bible was thirsty and had an angel put a spring in her step on the way to Shur for Shur?
That was Hagar that the angel met.
You're exactly right. Isn't that... That's just, you're sure about that? Well, what gave it away, Martin?
She's on her way to Shur, for sure.
And she was really thirsty. That's a really fascinating story, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's great that the angel provided for her.
Yeah, and there's the whole bow shot. For those of us who are bow hunters, you know, I always like the, you know, bow shot, you know, that the boy was away, and, you know, then there's the water, and it's just, it's fascinating. And you would have thought that the Bible was going to be this clean, easy, you know, but what's the deal? This guy gets his maid pregnant and then sends her away, and she has to go have the, you know, the whole thing. It's just, it's wild how God, you know, works.
Lord. Yeah, takes care of our mistakes. It seems like the Lord didn't design to have Hagar have the son that he wanted Abraham to have. So, but he did take care of Hagar even after Abram's mistake there.
That's true. And no doubt Miriam's faith, not Miriam, Hagar, Miriam's sitting across from me.
Hagar's not that
faith
old.
Was, you know, how cool to actually see an angel. So very fun. Yeah. Thank you so much, Martin. God bless you. And I'm going to put you on hold so we can get your information to get you those prizes, whatever you would like. And we're going to hope to meet you at the boot camp. Just saying.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And we got Mary. We got Diane is in Winston-Salem. She has an answer for us. Diane, you must have had Hagar too. Actually, the phone was all lit up. We had about five, didn't we, Sam?
Yeah.
That were...
I would not have been one of those. I couldn't pull Hagar out. I couldn't get it. Now I remember it, but it just... I didn't have it.
It's okay. It's okay. So, getting back to... You know, this is really a fascinating thing to me. When you, you started to study... You've been studying the Bible. Your father's... Came from Canada down here so he could study at Piedmont, right?
That's correct.
And so you can imagine that she's been in the Bible her whole life, and she's very familiar with. And then all of a sudden, she starts reading precepts and attending this thing. What happened that you just went, oh my goodness? What was it that woke you up?
Well, it was the simple questions that you need to ask as you're reading through the Word of God. And I would read the Word of God, but I was not connecting it like Old Testament to New Testament or the context around the verses. So many times Christians will pull a verse out of Scripture and they make it fit what they want it to say when it's not even in context of what the Scripture is saying. So it's just asking it's you interpret it as you go along, you observe
it.
So
she gives you questions that you should ask of every...
Yeah, as you're reading, you're going to be asking why, when, what, how, where. Ask these questions. What is going on as you're reading it? So you're looking into the history of it and thinking how the culture thought back then. And then the third step would be your application, of course. How can I use this in my own life? What's God showing me that I've learned from His Word that I can apply to my life today? And it just became more real. What became more real is my relationship with Christ and how he is in every detail of my life. God just gave that to me at a time in my life I needed it. Things had happened in my life, and when they happened, to already be in the Word of God and know who God is you, if you don't know who God is, when something horrific comes into your life, I can give you a quick example. Last August 10th, we found out that my youngest grandson, Price, has stage 4 cancer. He's 3 years mm-hmm. old. If God does not perform a miracle, then he will not survive. He's got a very low chance of survival with this cancer. And I told his my daughter-in-law's father as we were leaving, if I did not know who God was, I would be angry. But because I know God is loving, kind, true, just, because I know his character, then I know that it is his providence that right. that before the foundations of the earth were set, this was going to happen. But that's, you only get that when you get in the Word of God. God gave us this scripture for a reason. One of Kay Arthur's famous sayings is, she holds her Bible up and she goes, how many books of the Bible are there? 66. How many do you think God wants you to know? 66. And we have to know the Word of God in order to know who he is and his character. And that is what gets us through our life.
That's a fascinating thing, Sam, that when she brought out, you know, the questions, right, mm-hmm. that, you know, the word disciple, in my determination, means an enthusiastic learner. And so, you know, without questions, you know, you can't learn anything. If you're not trying to figure something out, what are you going to learn? Because you're full, you got a glass that's full. And you may know that Morgan was... Mm-hmm. Came to know John Eldridge, as you know, and John Eldridge being the founder of Ransom Heart, which is how the boot camps came into example. You know, he came to John one day and he said, I want to be your disciple. And to John, because he could see that God, John had an understanding of the Word of God and those kind of things. So he wanted to have that kind of fire in his belly. And John said, okay, what's your question? And I mean, therein lies
yeah.
the beauty of discipleship so often is having that question to take to God. And that to me is so much of what, you know, is an opportunity for at an event like at a boot camp to figure out what is your question, Sam?
Yeah, I think that, excuse me, I think it's what are your questions? You know, each boot camp, it's a little bit different. You know, you may have one question at one boot camp, you know, God, where was that time in my life that I got taken out? You know, where did this particular thing get a foothold for me? That may be one boot camp's question that God decides to work on. You know, maybe he lays a vision for you of what he sees for you in the future. You know, I want you to go start this ministry, or I want you to go do this. It may just be he just chooses to love on you the whole time. You know, and all you continually hear from him is, man, I love you. You know, because he knows that's what your heart needs. And so those questions are kind of cool to discover those with God as you're there. Because I went to a boot camp, my second boot camp, probably my first one I went, not even know I could hear from God. I was raised in a doctrine that really didn't let you truly believe that you could hear from God. Only the people in the Bible could, you know? And so it's that whole book of examples versus book of exceptions.
Right.
You know? And so the first time I was there, I heard from God, just a few things. So I went the second time, I had a whole book of questions for him. You know, you know, God, we're going to talk about these things. And God was quiet until Sunday morning. Because he wanted to talk to me about something else, and I was trying to drive the boat, you know. And when I finally kind of just said, okay, God, I give up. What do you want to tell me? All he told me was, I love you. And I broke down in tears, you know, because that's what I needed to hear. That's where I was at in my life, and that's what I needed the most, you know. And so it's kind of really cool to see where God's going to take you, because invariably it's someplace you desperately need to be.
Right, right. So, you know, the neat thing is, that it's amazing, you know, there's a line, I guess, in the Zorro movie that says, you know, when the student is ready, the master will appear. Well, you know, clearly, Kay Arthur came into your life at a point, you know, to where you could begin to fathom the Bible and those kind of things. And the boot camps come in. And, you know, for me, interestingly, I was a car salesman. All I was interested in was selling cars. And anybody knows I'm a Christian car guy. Yeah, that's what Robbie was interested in. Well, I pick up a book or tape set by Norman Vincent Peale that says you're supposed to get up an hour early and study the Bible every morning, which seemed insane to me. But I wanted to sell cars. So this is where he met me. Right? But he said one little thing that changed everything. He said, before you go trying to study this thing, you need to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you, because without that, you don't stand a chance. And what you said earlier, Miriam, is that one of the things that K. Arthur teaches and is absolutely instrumental is asking the Spirit to come in and guide you in your study. So you've been working on that, and now you're in the Psalms?
I just got to Psalms. Yes, just got to Psalms. I've studied for it's taken me 2.5 years to get from Genesis to Psalms. And I just, when I got probably around Samuel, I start going, okay, I can't study it as in depth. I'll be in the Bible 10, 20 years before I get through it. So I've got to read a little bit faster, because it's just intriguing to hear what God allowed, what he put in place, how he brought his people through things. And the same God that did what he did for Israel, he does it for us. And we are now indwelt by the Holy Spirit. So we do have to ask, what do you want us to learn today?
Yeah, and I want to speak to that when we come back, because the Spirit's very much involved in where are we going today? Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we get into studying the Bible just rote because that's what I'm supposed to do today, you know, you're going to end up in a bad place. But if the Spirit guides you. So when we come back, more from K. Arthur and the boot camp coming up. We got a lot coming up in March. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And you, it doesn't take much hearing to hear Miriam's passion for her Bible and what K. Arthur has taught her. And K. Arthur is coming because God is enough. That's what I understand. To the Triad Baptist Church in Kernersville on Saturday, March the 16th. And a week later, well, not quite a week later, boot camp starts on March 21st to the 24th. Mask and Journey Radio Spring Boot Camp is coming to Carolina Bible Camp, but the Mask and Journey Radio team is going to be there. Mm-hmm. And you may have been to several of them, but I'll bet you anything, you've never heard Jim Graham give the beauty talk, because he's going to be giving that. It's like you say, it's different every time. And I guarantee you, even if you've done the same talk, I don't know how many times I've done the poser talk. For some reason, I always get that, Sam. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is, you know, even if you're doing a talk that you've done before, it is a different, because you're in a different place. You're in a different place with your relationship with God. You're a different season of your life. You know, you're probably in a different place with your relationships, you know, because things continually change, you know, and so you're not coming from the same exact point of reference. We've done something like 20 boot camps now. I don't know, probably over that maybe. And I've been to several before that, but none of the talks, even though they're the same topics, are the same.
Not even close.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, it's like reading that same, you know, you can see Miriam is now reading through her scriptures again with new eyes.
Yes, definitely.
And I will bet the farm that you probably spent several months in Genesis, if not over a year. But yet, when you find something now in 1 Samuel, it takes you back to Genesis, you see something you never saw before.
Oh, it's always new. It is always new. I remember one time our pastor made the comment when he started pastoring, he was afraid, you know, he was going to run out of sermons. You know, he was a new pastor, and you're going to run out of sermons. You know, of course, he quickly found there it is just limitless. When you go back to Scripture and you read it, you just see it with totally new eyes, how God worked in these people's lives and how much he loved them and cared for them and what he was preparing for us so that we could have an eternity with him.
I loved what you told Sam in the break. So, you know, I want our listeners to be able to hear, you know, Sam ask you, you know, what it was that so grabbed your attention, you know, with this new way that you're reading the Bible. And your answer as far as relating to the Old Testament, can you share that with our listeners?
Man, my short-term memory is not good, y'all. So he's putting me on the spot. I just did not relate Old Testament to New Testament. I looked at the Old Testament as wonderful historical facts, and that God showed me how he led his people through, how he led his people Israel through all these different events, how he got them to where he wanted them to be. But I did not relate it to the New Testament. And it all points back to Christ. Everything points to Jesus, even in the Old Testament. It points to Jesus and the coming Messiah. And when you read the Old Testament and the New Testament, in the New Testament, Jesus is quoting from the Old Testament, and it's all relevant. It's context. It's the whole Bible in context, and everything in it points to Jesus. It points to the cross.
Yeah, just this week, and of course, I don't even want to think about how many months/years I've spent in Genesis and thinking about all those things. But I was studying, you know, a section actually in Luke where Jesus was talking about how healthy your eyes were. And it related back to the story in Genesis where Isaac was going to be sacrificed there by Abraham. And it said that the ram was caught in the thicket. And for the first time I saw it, oh my goodness, the ram was wearing a crown of thorns.
That's good.
Right? And again, to your point, everything is point, you know, we know the ram was pointed to Jesus. But I never thought about the fact that what's a thicket? Well, if you live in North Carolina, you know what a thicket is. I've gone through a few of them, and I can assure you that there's thorns involved, and that being woven together, that ram was wearing a crown of thorns, and literally that crown of thorns was holding him there where Abraham could get to him to be able to save his son. And it's a fascinating thing, but how many times have I read it and totally missed that? And to think, and that's the beauty of the whole Word of God from my point of view, is there's a surprise like that around every corner, on every page. And I don't think you could, you know, I think we really will. We'll spend eternity plumbing the depths of what that is. However, to just do that and never figure out how that applies to how I treat my wife or the lady at Outback that is supposed to seat me, or, you know, all these other things, you know, you know what I'm saying, Sam? And so it's really nice to see that I've got wounds and other things that really the Bible wants to teach me some stuff that I never, you know, as just a Bible student, I never would have come across.
No, and it's taking those things, as Miriam had said, back to God and say, how do I apply these? You know, what's your will for me to apply these to my life? What's that really look like as it plays out where I'm at today? You know, how's it look at, you know, what's that look like when my son irritates me? You know, how should I treat him differently, or should I treat him differently? Or what's that look like in a work setting? You know, it's all those questions back to God of, help me understand how to take this teaching.
And the question I see from a lot of men, and probably a lot of women as well, because, you know, this is just critical stuff because Satan's used it in order to confuse the issue, is tell me about your father. Oh, I don't want to talk about my father. Oh, you don't? You know, there's a serious issue right there, Sam.
There is. It's, you know, Satan understands the separation of the father to the son or to the daughter, does so many things, not just relationally with those two, but spiritually. You know, it can look at how we relate to God. You know, we can cast that relationship we have with our earthly father onto the relationship we have with our heavenly father and not even know it. You know, I did that for years thinking, you know, my dad was loving. I know he loved me, but I was never a priority. You know, he had other things going on. And so I had a hard time praying, thinking, well, God's dealing with, you know, like wars and famine, and, you know, he doesn't have time for me. You know, he loves me. He has to love me. He's God. He loves everybody, right?
And, it's in his job description.
it says right there, God is love. You know, I mean, he's got to do it. But, you know, once I understood how that relationship dynamic with my dad got in the way of my relationship with my heavenly father, wow, what a game changer. You know, a lot of that was through a boot camp, quite honestly. When we talked about, you know, being the sonship or God as father.
Right, and it's fascinating to me that we, I guess about 4 years ago, started to get associated with North Carolina Boys Academy. And so we've been blessed. People have donated to us so that we could scholarship, you know, the boys that go to the North Carolina Boys Academy to come to boot camp. And we saw clearly that one of the battles afoot for these guys was fatherhood. And, you know, God, seeing God as their father. And we also came to realize quickly that a lot of these guys were not, just because they were at boot camp did not mean they had a relationship with God. They weren't necessarily even saved. And as a result of that, we never even thought of, somebody's going to get saved at boot camp, or somebody's going to get baptized at boot camp. The thought never crossed our mind. But then all of a sudden, God has opened up this in our hearts to say, you know, look, that there's a lot of folks out there that really don't even realize they don't have a relationship with God.
No, and to watch how God just works in the minute, you know, and maximizes it. I remember when Eli and I were at a boot camp.
Eli being Sam's son, you don't know.
Yeah, sorry. Three boot camps ago, something like that, we were going fishing, and one of the guys that was from the mission, Winston-Salem Rescue Mission, Eli's like, can we invite him? And I'm like, yeah. And so I asked him to come down, and we went fishing, and, you know, I just got him set up with a hook and everything. And, you know, after, he didn't want to do it initially, and then after he fished for a while, he started opening up and talking about how fishing had been such a painful memory, you know, that his dad would take him, but it would not be a pleasant time. You know, and on our way back, he just kept talking about how much he really enjoyed fishing and not, it replaced the bad memory, you know, which opened him up to say, okay, God's still fathering you. He continually does it.
So the boot camp is coming up March 21st through the 24th. Kay Arthur is going to be there March 16th in Kernersville. If you go to kingdompursuits.com, you can register for either or both. They're equal opportunities. Of course, if you're a man, you know, they'll let you into Kay Arthur. Are you sure?
Yes.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And so thrilled to have people with a passion for the Word of God there with Kay Arthur and her ministry. We do want to highlight the fact that this will be an awesome men's event as well. And with David Arthur being there, her son, which, you know, that's got to be cool to hear, you know, his view of what, and, you know, with his dad being who he was. And so, you know, that's really cool. That's coming up March 16th. You can go to iTickets and register. You can go to Kingdom Pursuits and register. You can go to Triad Baptist and register. But how much is it?
It is $25 for students, college students, high school students. And it is $35 for just single ticket and $55 for married couples. And
so two for the price of $55.
Yeah, $55 if you're married. Yes, you get 50. And
do you check their license?
Well, you know, we don't have time for that.
Okay.
We're too busy studying the Bible. We don't
just
have time
saying.
To check that. Yeah, no, we're good. And that does include lunch on campus also, because we only have about an hour break between sessions.
And from what I understand, $55 for two people to eat lunch at Triad Baptist is worth it all just by itself.
It is worth it
but
all.
But I have a feeling you'll be feeding on something a lot more valuable that, yes. You know, here's a meal that will provide you nourishment
eternal.
Forever. And, of course, the boot camp. You know, yeah. Sam, you know how near and dear it is to our hearts.
Yeah, I'm excited, Robbie. I didn't make the last one. You know, I was tore my hamstrings the week before. And
playing
so,
airsoft, of all things.
Yeah, it's paintball. It was a little more than airsoft. But yeah, the hamstrings are definitely more painful than the paintball. But
so we will have airsoft there at the boot camp. If you want to shoot me, I guarantee you, I will play. I don't know if you're going to play, Sam.
I'm going to play.
So I can shoot you.
Yeah, I can't run real fast because of the hamstrings, so you got an easy chance.
So there is fishing. There is shooting. There
yeah,
is we have fishing, you know, and all those things. But what we always say is what God is going to do is what wows us, because we have something called a covenant of silence where we give people questions to go out and take to God with their Bible and whatever. You go take these and ask God, and it's there
yeah.
that makes the difference.
Yeah, it's a session or of time with God, or it could just be one of the quiet times that just rocks your world. You know, it could be a build up over several. Like I said, every time's completely different. You know, there is no formula with God. Just like Jesus didn't heal the blind the same way twice. You know, God approaches us as an individual uniquely to our heart the way that he knows that we need it. And it's so cool to see it play out time and time and time again. And it happens not just for the people that are attending, but for the people preparing, the people helping. Everybody there is impacted by God throughout the weekend.
And I hope nobody takes this the wrong way, but if you read through the scriptures, you won't find a whole lot of people that really had a huge experience at the temple. But you will find a whole lot of people who've had a huge experience in the wilderness. And and it's amazing when you get out there and think how many kids are saved at Christian camps and all. I'm not talking about the salvation, just getting out there and disconnecting from the iPhone, from your email, from all the different things, and sitting quietly in a setting where there are other people praying for you, Sam, that God is going to allow you to see a new direction where he wants to take you on the adventure.
And there's something about being in nature that just awakens the soul. You know, you get out there, you hear the birds, you hear maybe the water running or whatever it might be, and just see, your God opens your eyes to the beauty all around you that you just take for granted every day. And the cool thing is about this camp is we try to keep the price really affordable. You know, we keep it at $199, which is for 3 nights and all the meals. You know, it's something that is very inexpensive. If you have a family, it's equivalent of taking them out to eat a couple times. You know, these days, it's really not, it's not a little amount of money, but for what you get, it's a very good value.
And, you know, I know what it has meant in my life, and a big part of it is community. And we don't want to neglect that, you know, part of what's going on at Triad Baptist is you guys have a wonderful community where you feel like you belong and whatever. For men, feeling like they belong to a community or have friends they can really tell the truth to is not so easy.
It's not, and men tend to be more standoffish. But I also look at our community, Robbie, that's come from the boot camp. You know, we didn't know each other before boot camps. And, you know, the community that's come from that and the depth and the healing and the love that's been formed, you know, the guys can truly get really deep and they can share and they can be vulnerable with each other, which allows God not just to work in that individual's life, but the whole group.
And their families.
Yes.
You know, that's, you know, there's all sorts of stuff that's going on generationally that, you know, we'll only get to see, you know, in heaven. But I think about the whole way I see raising my kids and different things as a result of those experiences and realizing the role of a father or a grandfather that makes a huge difference.
Well, and I think back, you know, I've been fortunate enough, Robbie, to have both of my sons go to boot camps, you know, just prior to them really getting engaged in relationships with girls and things like that, and how much of an impact that's had to make.
Well, one more time, we'll tell you that this is so, what an amazing thing March is. It's springtime, so we get the spring train with Kay Arthur, who's coming to Triad Baptist Church in Kernersville March 16th. The boot camp is March 21st to the 24th. Go to kickandpursuits.com and register right now. Well, now you got more truth coming at you with James Banks. Encouraging prayer. Thank you for listening. That was followed by
Masculine Journey.
Starts here now at 12 o'clock. Stay tuned. So much truth coming at you on the Truth Network.